This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmihi wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratihi. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوصيكم الله في أولادكم وقال تعالى تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, last week, as you would recall, we spoke on the importance of our financial affairs. We had also said at that time that it was National Wills Week, and we took the opportunity of speaking about mirath, inheritance and wills. We also said that at a time when a person is alive, Allah has given him a certain discretion on how to utilize his wealth. So utilize that wealth correctly, you know, give charity, fulfill the rights of your family, give gifts, because by giving gifts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases muhabbat. And also we made mention that as far as possible, when you do gifts to your children, then bear in mind equality. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah and be just towards your children. There are certain reasons where you can give one child more than the other if that child is deserving or you feel that that child has done more for you. And thereafter we said, after a person passes away, he doesn't have that discretion. Then his wealth is no more his. There is a procedure that comes into place. And part of that procedure, firstly, after he passes away on his wealth, what happens? You can take away the burial expenses. We had made mention in some detail, burial expenses does not include the feeding of the visitors who comes to the house after the passing away of the marhum. That is not included. That must be given separate from the inheritance or the marhum's wealth unless all the heirs agree upon it. After the burial expenses, then debt will be taken up. First thing, debt. The first thing will be taken away will be debt. If he has any debts, that will be given first and will be taken from his wealth. And after death, now this is where we start off from today. After his death, first of all, if all his wealth go in debts, because debt is such a severe thing. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who is martyred, shaheed, everything get forgiven except debt. First the debt must be given. And therefore we made mention that be very careful with regard to incurring debts unnecessarily. It has tremendous repercussions, both in this world and in the year after. So this is the first burial expenses, then debt. If everything goes in debt, then chutti, khalas, nothing, no one gets anything after that. So that is the first thing. And if thereafter, after debts, there is some wealth remaining, then the third thing that happens in a person's estate is wasiyat, the will that he makes. But there are certain commands with regard to this in our Shari point of view. Pichle hafte humne daulat ki taqseem aur tuhfa wagaira ke mutalliq baat ki aur mirath ke bare mein baat ki, wasiyat ke bare mein, aur humne kaha ke jo hai na apni zindagi mein آدمی کو کچھ نہ کچھ حق ہے کہ جو ہے نا وہ کسی کو دے دے, تحفے, تحائف, صدقہ, خیرات کرے, اور ہم نے چند اصول ہم نے بتائے. اب مرنے کے بعد سب سے پہلے تجہیز اور تکفین اور قرضے اتارنے کے بعد, یہ سب سے پہلے دو چیزیں ہوں گے, تجہیز اور تکفین اور قرضہ. اس کے بعد وصیت ادا کی جائے گی. اسلام کے آغاز میں وراثت کی تقسیم کا یہی طریقہ رائج تھا, اب نہیں. So firstly, let us go back. Burial expenses, then debt. Then comes wasiyat. Now this wasiyat is also very interesting. In the initial stages of Islam, This was the only way for the distribution of a person's wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَدَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةُ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ It is compulsory upon you to make wasiyat. So it was left upon your discretion in the initial stages of Islam for you to decide who must get so much. My child must get so much, my wife must get so much, my father must get so much, my mother must get so much. Initially, like the English law, it was left to the individual. Now it is no more like that. Now remember what I'm saying. Now it is no more like that. Because your close family members' share is not determined by you. It is determined by Allah. You can't say one child must get more than the other. You can't say my wife must get more than my children. No. Allah Ta'ala decides. So in this, Allah now has left the share of your close family members. Allah has decided. So Allah has given you wasiyat, but there are certain conditions. First, as I said, and it's also great wisdom, Allah didn't leave it to our discretion. You know, otherwise, you know, then it becomes like a joke. They say there's this humorous incident, an old woman, she couldn't hear properly. An old woman couldn't hear properly. So the doctor gave her a hearing aid, she started hearing very well. Right? So one day that she came back to the doctor, she asked the doctor said, everything well, very well, doctor, now I can hear so well. Did you tell your family members you can hear well? Aapne kaha tha, apne khandan walo se, main bahut achi tarah se sun sakta hu abhi. No, I didn't tell them, doctor. Why you didn't tell them? Oh, doctor, I'm enjoying it. Why? Everyone is now saying things behind my back, thinking I can't hear and I can hear everything. They say, hey, I hope the study can go. Now, because of this, I have changed my world 3 times. Now I know who is speaking bad about me. So Allah's fazl and grace that Allah hasn't kept it to us. And we would also be every day changing our world. One day one child makes us happy, we give him more. The next day he makes us angry, we take him out of the world. Allah didn't leave it to you. Ye bhi Allah Ta'ala ki ghanimat hai. So, but the world is very important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith that it is not proper for a Muslim who has something that he has to make a will about, that he allows 2 or 3 nights to go by without having a will ready. Wasiyat ke baghair, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hadith hai, 2 raatein aise nahi guzarne chahiye, jisme aapke paas wasiyat na ho. You must have a wasiyat. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, after this hadith, there is not a night in which I don't have my wasiyat with me. There is not a night that I don't have my wasiyat with me. It's not permissible that you allow 2 or 3 nights to go by where you have something that you have to declare, you have to proclaim, you have to make a wasiyat. You allow 2 or 3 nights to go by without having a wasiyat made. It's munasib nahi hai. Ke baghair jo hai na wasiyat ke hum rahe. We do not know when we are going to die. So we do not know when you're going to die. Do it immediately. Do it as soon as possible. And in this particular regard, we are sometimes very, very neglectful. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith in Tirmidhi, man mata ala wasiyah, mata ala sunnah. He who dies with a wasiyat, he dies upon sunnah. He who dies with a wasiyah, he dies upon sunnah. Wa mata ala tuqah, he dies with taqwa. And yet despite this, we find such great negligence with regard to it, as if we are never going to die. In this particular regard, you know, there are a few things that we have to keep in mind. Wasiyat and bequest is only with regard to 1/3 of your wealth. Only 1/3. Generally, there are a few exceptions, and I will come to those exceptions. 1/3, and you cannot give to your close family members who will automatically inherit. Jo qareebi rishtedar ho, aap unke liye wasiyat nahi kar sakte. Aur ek tihai se zyada aap wasiyat nahi kar sakte. What a great lesson, my dear respected brothers. Whole life, you and I, we're worrying about our wealth. Maal aur daulat ke piche. And this is a reality of your wealth, that after you die, you don't even have the discretion to give more than 1/3 according to your wishes. You don't even have the luxury to give more than 1/3 according to your wishes. Ek tihai se zyada aap jo hai na apne man ke mutabik kisi ko nahi de sakte ho. Ek tihai ke se bar bar kar. You can't even give more than one third. So this is one thing with regard to it. One is not more than one third, and it cannot be given to those who are your close family members. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala was a very famous incident. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala became sick in Makkah Mukarramah, and he was very worried. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas didn't want to die in Makkah. Wo Makkah mein marna nahi chahte the. Now you say, ye kya? Who doesn't want to die in Makkah? Makkah is Azamul Balad, one of the greatest cities. But Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas had a fear. And that fear was, I left Makkah for the sake of Allah. Maine to Makkah se hijrat kiya. Allah ta'ala ke khatir main marna nahi chahta. Us jagah se jisko maine chora tha Allah ta'ala ke liye. I don't want to die in a place which I left for Allah ta'ala. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to see him, saw that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was very sick. So Nabi, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to give my wealth in charity. All my wealth I want to give in charity. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, No, Sa'd, you can't give all your wealth in charity. Ya Rasulullah, three quarter. No, Ya Sa'd, you can't give three quarter. Half, Ya Rasulullah. No, you can't give one half, Ya Rasulullah. Oh, Sa'd, you can't give one half. Thuluth, I want to give one third. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one third you can give. Wa thuluthu kathir. And one third is also much. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sa'd, to leave your children independent, financially independent, is better than to leave them in a way that they are poverty, in poverty. Apne bachcho ko kuch na kuch unke liye hissa mukarrar karo, taki wo ghurbat aur iflas mein na ho. Kam az kam unke liye kuch intizam karo. Ye isse behtar hai ki aap unko ghurbat aur iflas mein rakhe. It's better to leave them independent than to leave them, you know, in a way that they are dependent upon something. Give them something. Then Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas didn't die. He became the conqueror of Persia. But this is one thing. One third, more than one third, you can't give in wasiyat, and you can't give to your close family members. Now there are certain types of wasiyat that are compulsory. Certain types of wasiyat that are compulsory. Ye chand wasiyat ki mukhtalif kisme hain. Ek to wajib. Jaise hajj, zakat, jo aapne ada nahi kiya. Aur jo hai na qarz, uska wasiyat karna zaruri hai. Now many a times, in fact, yesterday I had a radio program, someone came and asked me, Maulana, we are on the Sahu quota list. According to that list, 3-4 years, our time will not come for us to perform Hajj. What must we do? I say, make wasiyat. Make wasiyat that if something happens, my Hajj must be performed from my wealth. So if your Hajj is not performed, you make wasiyat. You haven't given zakat, make wasiyat. You haven't given farah, you haven't kept your roza, make wasiyat. So even if a woman, for example, has not kept her faraz Ramadan roza, she must make a note of it. Until she finishes it, after she finishes it, she can now tell the people, I have done it. So generally, these things are compulsory. Debt. It's compulsory for you to record your debt. It is part of your wasiyat, you must record your debt. And may I dare say, if you've got a wife that no one knows about it, that's also faraz for you to make mention of. Yeah, it's faraz for you to make mention of. Otherwise, how is she going to get her share? So there are certain things that are compulsory for you to make mention of. This aspect with regard to debt. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubu. Oh, you who believe, when you make a with regard to your debt, write it down. Write down your debts and write down what time period the person must give you back the debt. This is something that you and I don't. We are so weak on making amal upon the Islamic commands in our financial matters. Many a times, partnerships. Ya Allah, we got partnerships. What type of partnerships? We don't know. You are all in a business. Now, if you are all in a business, one of the partners passes away, how are you going to distribute his wealth? How are you going to distribute his miras? You don't know how much is his percentage in the business. No one knows. Sometimes we are all brothers in one business. Kisi ko kuch pata nahi hai. Kiska kitna hissa hai? Kya kar rahe ho? Is he a partner in a business? Is he getting a salary? No one knows with regard to it. These type of matters are not permissible for you to leave behind in a way that it is not known. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, some say is a hadith, some say is a very beautiful Arabic saying. Ta'asharu kal aqarib wa ta'amalu kal ajanib. Deal with strangers socially in your interaction with them like they are your family members. وتعاملوا كالأجانب. And as far as financial matters are concerned, deal with your family members like they are strangers. Huh? If your brother has given you 50 rand, make a hisab. Make hisab with regard to it. Deal with him as if he's a stranger. You don't do this and then you call, you know, great amount of difficulty comes. It's not permissible, it's not right. And in this regard, let me just briefly say, in the next 4 weeks from next week Friday, the 4th of October, four Fridays, there are bayans for Muslim business and Muslim traders set out by the Jamiatul Ulama in Masjid-e-Khair and Muaz bin Jabal in Crosby. Go and see the poster. Right? For 4 weeks, there are bayans on different matters to do with business and trade over 4 weeks in Masjid-e-Khair and Muaz bin Jabal. Try and be part of it, because we are not aware with regard to our financial matters. Now, that is compulsory wasiyat. I made mention with regard to it. Thereafter comes an aspect of mustahab. You know, mustahab charit. Like, now you can give, like for example, I want to give, you know, for Newtown Masjid. After I pass away, give so much for Newtown Masjid, because I come here every Friday, I want to give something. Or give to the Jamiatul Ulama. Or give to whoever you want. So make wasiyah, that is charitable, that is mustahab. And sometimes, you know, even if someone doesn't, there's a very interesting hadith. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, a man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, my mother died all of a sudden, she didn't make a wasiyat. But if I know my mother, she would want to have given something in charity. Ya Rasulullah, can I give something of hers? Can I give charity on her behalf? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, definitely give on her behalf. But in this particular regard, you can only give from your share. You can't give from all the heirs. Unless all the heirs agree, let us give on behalf of our parents. Unless all the heirs agree. So this is mustahab type of charity. One can rescind one's will. One can rescind one's will. So one can say, all right, you know, I made this will, I'm changing it. It's permissible in Islam also to rescind your will and to change your will. So it can happen. Sometimes also, many a times, people make objections against Islam, unnecessary. So for example, a person's child predeceases him. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these things. A child predeceases one. Now then, afterwards someone say, after a person passes away, the child doesn't get. Because he predeceased the parents. So if you know this is the case, make wasiyat for your grandchildren. Don't make it itiraz upon Islam afterwards. Make wasiyat for your grandchildren. Say, my grandchildren must get so much. Make it within that one third. If a child predeceases the father or predeceases the parents, it is something that we have to keep in mind. Thereafter, after wasiyat, comes the distribution to the heirs. After wasiyat, within one third, the only one, it can be more than one third if it is debts. If you have written, so I'm owing so much, so many people, and you made wasiyat, and it goes more than one third, then it will take more than one third. You can give more than one third, your debts will come first. Your debts. Now after that comes the aspect of, now it will be distributed upon the heirs. The heirs will get. أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ أَيُّمْ أَقْرَبُ لَكُمْ نَفَى. Your parents, your children, you do not know who is more beneficial to you. مَا لَا تَدْرُونَ أَيُّمْ فَرِيدَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. It is determined by Allah. The wife will get so much. The children will get so much. The parents will get so much. That has been determined by Allah. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala says, I had seven siblings. I had seven sisters. Huh? I had seven sisters. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, I was very sick. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blowed upon me. I regained consciousness. Then I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I got seven sisters. I want to leave behind something for them. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jabir, don't worry. Allah will keep you alive. He said, immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, يَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي الْكَلَالَةِ. Allah gives you the example with regard to you dying without having children and you only got siblings. So Allah has recorded even that. If you don't have children, you only got siblings, you only got brothers and sisters, how much must go to the brothers and sisters? تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits ordained by Allah. If you want to give one child more than the other, you are going against the limits prescribed by Allah. That means you are saying, I got more wisdom than Allah. This is something that is completely wrong. We are not supposed to do that. We leave it in the hands of Allah. If you leave it to someone else, let me just say, although time is running, but this is such an important subject. You know, so one, let me give you a point of humor. A person, after they passed away, so you know, nowadays, you know, we have a lot of wrongful respect. So they say, bhai, yo bare bhai jo hai na, wo hissa taksim karega. So the bare bhai, the big brother, will will distribute the estate. So the father in his time had, you know, invested money and he had a big shopping center. So now the big brother is giving he's distributing the estate. So when everyone came, all the brothers, nephews, the big brother said, this particular shopping center from the ground till the ceiling and till the roof is mine. So you sab jo hai na dekhne laga zameen se chhat tak jo hai ye bade bhai ke liye to hamare liye kya, what is there for us? He say, from the roof till the asman is yours. From the roof till the sky is yours. If you're going to leave it to people, that's what's going to happen. Tilka hududullah, leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how our situations happen. In this regard, few important points, my dear respected brothers. Let me just say two important points. One is, choose good trustees and executors. فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوسٍ جَنَفًا وَإِثْمًا فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ. An executor in the Sharia has got the right to change your will and make it Islamic. Although legally someone might challenge him. But Islamically, the trustee has got the right to change the world to make it Islamic. So keep good trustees, good executors, people who are honest, who are people of integrity, people who know the Sharia. So that they will be able to distribute your wealth correctly. Secondly, don't delay in winding up the estate. Ya Allah, I find it so difficult to understand. Haqdar jo hai na wo chale jaate hain. Aur fir jo hai na ab tak jo hai na wo miras abhi tak baaki hai. The people who are supposed to benefit have passed on and the estate is still not wound up. Who is going to answer for that? I mean, if you have got an estate, whoever is responsible for it, see that the people who are supposed to get it must get it as soon as possible. Sometimes 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, ya Allah, one generation after the generation, no one, the estate is not wound up. Who is going to be responsible for that? How much difficulty there is upon the marhum because of that? Jana hum hidayat apni miras ki tamil ke liye kisi mu'tabar jankar ko apna numainda banaye jisko hum kehte hain executor ya trustee aur virasat ke taqseem mein der na kare. And lastly, let me make mention with regard to this, we have a particular aspect, hamari ya auraton ko unke haq se baad oqat mahroom rakha jata hai jo bilkul Islam ke munafi hai. Many a times we deprive the women with regard to her rights from the miras. Many a times in India, Pakistani culture, we said, she got married, she took her share. She's got nothing to do in the mirath of the father. Bilkul against Islam. It is absolutely against Islam. وَلِن نِسَاءِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ وَأُكَثُرُ. The woman must get her share from the estate, whether it be less or more. Allah Ta'ala ki ahkam hai. Surah Nisa, fourth surah of the Quran. You know, and in this there is a set of beautiful hadith. Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu passed away in Uhud. Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu ke intikal where? Shaheed where? Uhud mein. His brothers came and took away all his wealth. His wife took the two daughters. Took the wife and two daughters went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, they took away all the wealth. Who's going to look after these two daughters? Kaun iske zimmedar hoga? Who's going to look after these two daughters? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried. Kya hoga? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wait for Allah's commands. Thereafter she went away. Yusikumullahu fi awladikum. Allah revealed the whole ruku. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Sa'd bin Rabi's wife and called Sa'd bin Rabi's, you know, brother. Oh, give the daughters two-thirds. Two-thirds, dotahai in kudino. Two-thirds give them. Allah's command came upon the aspect when Sa'd bin Rabi's brothers took away the entire wealth. One whole ruku was revealed. So be careful with regard to it. And finally, let me make a hadith that comes in Mishkat Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person lives 60, 70 years according to the Sharia. And in his will, he makes something and he deprives someone. Because of that, he becomes worthy of Jahannam. 70 saal ke liye jo Allah Taala ke ahkam ke upar wo koshish karta hai, wasiyat mein garbar kar jata hai aur jahannam ke mustahiq ho jata hai. My dear respected brothers, these are important matters with regard to deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal upon it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.